Adaptation for Gina Miller, G like George, INA MILLER, date of service is 1/14/2025. Date of birth is 11/9/2023. Ms. Gina Miller is a victim of a fall that happened. On 7/25/2023, she was going to a truck stop where she fell down on a wet floor, leading to some headache, but pain in the lower back with shooting pain to both the legs as well as neck pain. All of these pains are between 8 and 9, and they have continued all along since then. Unfortunately, the patient was not able to obtain a workman comp insurance information from the place where she fell, and her lawyer has quit her, and she wanted to find out any alternative solutions. At this time, the patient reports that her pain in the neck and the lower back are still continuing to the tune of 7 to 8, with radiation to both the legs posteriorly up to the knee. She also reports some pain in both the knees. Overall, ADLs are affected 8, and pain is between 7 to 10. At night, it becomes worse. 70% relief is reported by the patient so far. Please do review the records for ADLs, for system review, for the additional issues, as well as for the substance abuse compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam remains the same, essentially, from the previous visit, no difference. Let's do this with, the last visit was 4/30/2024, dictation number 0510-055. Diagnoses are still the same. Plan. We reviewed the MRIs with the patient, and we find that she has a multiple disc involvement in the cervical and thoracic region, which will require a extensive treatment. Besides physical therapy, she will require multiple injections treatment to the epidural system and or spinal cord stimulation device and or surgery. At this time, we are not sure how to help her, but we suggested that she might use her health insurance instead of using the workman comp. I did refer to chiropractor for a possible acupuncture and chiropractic treatment. I also referred her to physical therapy evaluation and treatment. I discussed with the laser treatment with her and infrared treatment, and she should be able to use them. We promised her to refer to appropriate place. We advised her to take naproxen 500 twice a day, trazodone 100 milligram at night for sleep. She was provided with Ultram 50 milligram during the daytime for further health. Her urine drug screen was obtained and was reviewed and is found to be in compliance. Thank you. She'll be seen if she would like to. I asked her to maybe ask her attorney to find out the information about the work, the place where she fell, but it looks like it has been an uphill battle for her to do so. Thank you.